Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 122, and we're going back to therapy, baby. Just got done about 10 minutes ago with my first ever session of therapy with this website that I'm using. So I'm on a website. I signed up for therapy like maybe a week ago. Scheduled my session a week ago. Finally got here. And I just got done with it. Now, I want to say this up front. I had an episode. Shoot, that was maybe a year ago, year and a half, 2 years ago, about when I tried to go to therapy. And I want to be honest. And so I signed up, like, when I was really going through some things. I believe it was 2018 or, like, early 2019. I tried to get into therapy. I knew that I needed it. I knew that it would help me. I had no idea how to sign up for it. Try to sign up for the, you know, the traditional in-person therapy. It was a really long and exhausting process for me. It took a couple months because of nerves and anxiety and insurance and just a ton of stuff. So I get an appointment set up. I get there. I'm ready to talk about everything. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I knew I was very nervous and anxious. Sitting in the waiting room of this office, and a person comes out. And this is after I took a little questionnaire on an iPad. They come out and they say, Matthew, you don't need a psychiatrist. You need someone to talk to. You need a therapist. You need someone to talk to. So I learned very harshly in my own, you know, I signed up for a psychiatrist on accident. And it just wasn't what I needed. So I walked out of that building. I cried from the time I got out of the building to my car because I felt like I had failed myself. I felt embarrassed, and I tucked therapy away for a long time. You know, I was embarrassed, like I said, and it felt like I was ready to open myself up, and I shut the doors very quickly because I was embarrassed. And so I tucked it away. I said, I know I should go back and look for a therapist, someone I can talk to. But it took me this long, and I accidentally booked a psychiatrist, and I found out that there's a huge difference. So I didn't go back. I didn't think about therapy. I said, nah, I'll be fine. I'll do it on my own. I'm getting better. And then I'll have bad days, good days, back and forth, back and forth. So anyway, fast forward to now. I'm having this big move, you know, at the end of the month in June. I'm going to be an elementary teacher. So I knew that compassion fatigue, taking other people's emotions onto myself and being, you know, fatigued by constantly thinking about other people. I knew that was going to come up. I knew that burnout was a potential as a teacher. There's a lot of statistics on teacher burnout. So I'm looking ahead, right? And that was the main reason I wanted to get back into therapy. I also just wanted skills on how to become the best version of myself through self-care. I have some routines. I journal a little bit, not consistent enough, but I journal. It helps me. Poetry helps me. And other than that, I kind of just get through my days. And I've been having a ton of good days the last, like, year and a half. It's been a very good stretch for me. Not to say that I'm perfect and that I don't have bad days because I'm human, but just got done. So all that to say, therapy has been kind of a journey for me. I know a lot of people that go to therapy and they talk a lot of good things about it. I know a lot of people that want to go to therapy that don't. I've wanted to go to therapy for the last, like, really heavily the last month. And even before that, I knew with the move and, like I said, all the things that I just explained, why I thought therapy could really help me. Not to mention, I'm a big mental health advocate, as you know. This podcast isn't a platform for that. I'm a huge advocate for counseling, and I tell people all these things about, you know, it's okay not to be okay, and all the things I tell you that you deserve to be here and things that I truly believe in. But I wasn't telling myself that. I wasn't really believing that for myself. I would believe it for other people all the way. Every single day I'd wake up and I would hope to make you feel like you belonged. And I hope that you realize how much that it's not weird to have, you know, things that pop up in your life like depression or increased anxiety or any of the things that you're feeling. It's not weird, and you don't have to feel weird about it because other people are going through it. So that was the whole point of this podcast. And so I'm reflecting now after sitting through a phone call session with my counselor. And realizing that, you know, I had to take care of myself. And there's no big announcement, like I'm not ending the podcast or anything. I just want to be transparent And I'll also be transparent in the fact that there's going to be some sessions, you know, I don't know how long this will last for me for online therapy, because when I move out there, I'm really hoping to get an in-person therapy just to see, you know, if that works for me. I think online therapy will work for me, but I'm just trying it out for the month of June to see how effective it is for me. And I'm hoping to look into either continuing online or some form. Therapy is a must have when I move out to New York. So anyway, I'm reflecting and I'm realizing that, you know, I tell people all the time that it's okay. And everything that I tell other people, I need to start telling myself. And my mind is kind of all over the place because I'm still trying to process everything. But one thing I'll say is that I've always been upfront and I've tried to be, you know, as honest as I could and as vulnerable as I could with my mental health journey. And kind of this journey of the podcast is basically my mental health journey encapsulated in the recording of a microphone and my thoughts. And so what I've tried to convey to you is to be open about your mental health and to have those conversations that can feel really, really hard and really, really scary and just impossible sometimes. But I'm not going to share everything that I say, obviously, for my own like reasons and that I share in therapy, but anything that I think that will help other people or that will help you feel like you're not alone, I will most definitely share. And today's session was kind of about compassion fatigue, and it was shared by me, and I got some resources. So if you're feeling like you either work in a field where you're taking on other people's emotions all the time, or you are just that type of person, it doesn't have to be centered around your job. That's just mostly what people feel it from, but it can be just because you're a type of person that cares about other people and you're always there for other people. I'm going to drop a resource that my counselor shared with me in the link, the bio. I'm going to link it in the bio. So I hope that works. But compassion fatigue is a huge thing, and it can really lead to, you know, relationship problems and just like with significant others or with your family or yourself. You know, you do have a relationship with yourself, and that's self-care. So like I said, the sessions that I go to, it might not be like this where it's right after a session, because I deserve to kind of process and be able to, you know, process my own emotions first. But throughout the week, if I'm thinking about something like I always do with the podcast, I'm going to share it with you, you know, because one thing I thought about was like, you know, we just continue this conversation, just being as open as we can. And I never really shared that therapy journey. You know, I had an episode where it was titled, "I'm Going to Therapy." And that was never clickbait. That was never a title just to get you into it. That was just how I was feeling. That's what I wanted to tell you at that time, was that I'm going to therapy. I never told anyone that it ended as soon as I walked in. I walked out just as quickly, and it ended right there. That was my therapy journey. So this has kind of been a therapeutic episode for myself, ironically enough. So I didn't have a therapy journey. I started my new therapy journey today. It feels good. It feels good to talk and just hear from someone else. That's not, you know, someone that's in your life. So you don't have to feel like you're burdening them, because this is their job and they're a professional. So if you're thinking about counseling or therapy or seeing a psychiatrist or seeking professional help of any kind, this is your moment. I'm going to push you forward. Take it. Schedule it right now. If you have the means and you have the time and even if you don't, just seeking some sort of, even if it's not professional help, if you're thinking about having a tough conversation with a family member, or if you were thinking about, let me just say this, if you're thinking about right now while you're listening to this, if you're thinking about taking the next step in your journey, however that looks, please do it. This is your sign. If you've been waiting, here it is. Take it. Take the leap of faith. There will be a parachute on your back, I promise you. And that parachute looks different for all of us. But this is your moment. You know, you deserve this. To keep putting it off is just, it's not fair to yourself. So please take care of yourself. Please remember that you belong. The world is a better place with you and I in it. You know, I deserve happiness as well. And you do too. And I hope that you always remember that. So please don't ever forget to be kind, be positive, be yourself. It's very important. And please remember that Black Lives Matter, trans lives matter, trans people's human rights are human rights. They always will be. And I'm looking forward to the day where we can all be ourselves and just live and let live, you know, because everyone deserves it. Everyone just deserves to be happy and chase things that they want without anyone making it harder on them. Man, I'm just so tired of that. So anyway, I hope this episode was enjoyable for you. I'm going to drop that resource for Compassion with Teague in the bio. Please take care of yourself, love yourself, and compliment someone else today. All right, love y'all. Peace.